pestilences. The Holy Prophet has included a description of the physical conditions of the people at the time of the promised Messiah. For instance, Anas has reported, according to Tirmidhi, that when the Dajjal appeared and turned to Medina, a plague epidemic would appear in the world. God would protect Medina from both the Dajjal and the plague, however. The prophecy has been fulfilled. For many years now, plague has played havoc in the world. It has ravaged several hundred thousand homes and has ruined hundreds of villages, but the holy places of Islam have been immune from any considerable attack. Preventative measures have been invented which help to protect the holy places. Among them are quarantine restrictions which keep the plague away from the holy places of Islam. The appearance of plague was predicted by the Holy Prophet in different ways. On occasion, he described it as a daba, literally a worm. The description is true because plague is the result of being bitten by a flea. The flea rises from the ground and bites the human body. The Holy Quran uses the same name. This is no ordinary disease. It is a world disease which has brought death and destruction to many parts of the world. In the Indian subcontinent, it has prevailed for many years. The appearance of Daba, as described in the prophecy, does not indicate the coming of a plague only. It indicates the appearance of many epidemics which owe their fatal effects to bacteria. No wonder we have today diseases unknown in former times which are caused by microorganisms. In the past, such diseases were either unknown or they did not spread and did not cause death on the scale they do now. The prophecy relating to plague and plague-like diseases made by the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet foretells by implication the invention of the microscope and the discovery of bacteria as causes and carriers of disease. At the time of the Holy Prophet, nothing was known about bacteria. In his time, medical science still talked in terms of bile, black bile, blood, and phlegm. The Holy Prophet has mentioned some other signs relating to health and disease. One such sign is an increase in the number of sudden deaths due to heart failure and so on. One reason for the rise in the number of such deaths is the excessive use of alcohol. Another is increased mental stress and the fact that more people suffer from stress. Alcohol weakens the heart and the brain, and excessive stress or study has a deleterious effect on the nerves. Both these causes are on the increase. The result is an increase in the number of sudden deaths. Among nations given to alcohol, sudden death is rampant. One shudders at its frequency. Thousands of persons die every year of heart failure. They collapse standing or working, in their chairs or in their beds. This sort of thing was not known before. Among diseases the Holy Prophet has mentioned is a disease connected with the nose, which was to claim a very large number of lives. This disease appeared soon after the end of hostilities in World War I and has since been named influenza. In 1918, the influenza epidemic claimed 20 million lives, while the war claimed only 6 million. Therefore, influenza destroyed 1.5% of the population of the whole world. When influenza was raging in the world, it brought the fear of God into many hearts. Everybody could see that life and security depended on the will of God.